Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
And I've been to see some things as well, Rebecca, not just you.
I know. Well, I've just been hanging out on the beach and in the woods. You've actually been into theatres, a little bit more behind the velvet curtains and up the red carpet, Melita.
I have. And I went to see Cassis Circus performing Driftwood.
I'm jealous.
At the Theatre Royal.
Do I have reason to be jealous?
You have every reason to be jealous because they are simply stunning. So mixed performers, male and female performers, and it's circus, but there's no clowns. There was a little bit of hula hooping, which I have to say, I'm not a fan of hula hooping. But they do the most incredible physical feats. And what I really like about the work that they do, I've seen them a couple of times before in the festival, is there's no differentiation between the women and the men. I mean, the women are strong. You know, and they are carrying men around.
Strong is an understatement.
Strong
isn't
is
it?
An understatement, yeah. Yes, absolutely. So the kind of note perfect feats that you see as well. So, you know, there's nothing sloppy in there. It's absolutely timed to perfection. And what you can also see between the performers, which I really like, is the level of trust between them. And they're an Australian troupe, and you can see them grinning at each other, you know, and you can see the eye contact, you can see them counting for when they're actually going to make a move, and absolutely astonishing, and totally note perfect. And if it weren't note perfect, then actually they would come a cropper, because some of those feats of circus balancing they were doing, you know, if you did come down, you would actually have a nasty little bump.
So was it sort of gasps of awe from the audience at the Theatre Royal?
Yes, there was a lot of like wowzer from the Theatre Royal, and I met up with a couple of people afterwards who hadn't seen them before and absolutely gobsmacked by them. So terrific run there from Cassis. And if you are into that kind of thing, I would say as well that coming up towards the end of the month at the Woodvale Cemetery, there is Circa, and they performed How Like an Angel a few years ago. Did you get to see that?
I did, and that was as soon as the festival lineup was announced, I was straight. That's the show that I want to get a ticket for, Depart at Woodvale Cemetery. Yes. I believe it's sold out, so it might be returns only, but it's worth checking. I heard a rumour that it was sold out.
Okay,
so.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because their piece in a church in Hove was literally gobsmacking. So if you do get a chance to that, and I will also say as well, it's always worth checking with a festival, A, for returns on a sold-out show, and B, for your £10 standby tickets, especially in some of the bigger venues, because quite often they do have standby tickets going on the night of the show
absolutely.
For tenner.
And Depart, I think that's the end of the last sort of 4 or 5 days of the bank, going up to the last bank holiday. Yeah. So a time to go, and also obviously people might have booked a few weeks ago and suddenly find they can't make it. So it is worth checking if any tickets come up for that.
Yeah.
And what else have you been backflipping your way to?
Backflipping my way. I have to say that I'm still absolutely gobsmacked by Shirley Collins last night performing Lodestar at the Dome. It was one of those nights, you know, when you go to something and you think, actually, I'm in the presence of something magical and very special here. It really was one of those nights. I mean, she is a legend. She's a Sussex national and international folk legend. And she's been performing since the 1950s. And she's now in her 80s and has just released her first album in 30 years, Lodestar. So the first half was various acts doing a tribute to Shirley, if you like. So some of her songs that she'd written, some of the songs that she made well known. Second half was Lodestar. And it was just a night of beauty, light and darkness, because some of those songs that she sings are incredibly dark. I mean, there's a lot of murder in them, child murder, lots of women getting murdered, and some very, very dark times in them. And I think it shows up the darkness of English folk music that, you know, we tend to think of it as a bit kind of hey, nonny, no. And there was Morris dancing aplenty.
Well, Morris dancing is taking on a whole new kind of scary tone to it with the way you're describing that.
Well, I like Morris dancing. I like it. But it was just one of those nights, and there was also hurdy-gurdy in evidence. And as far as I'm concerned, I could just listen to the hurdy-gurdy till I die.
So my sort of concern over that previously, when I'd heard her music and heard you talking about her, was that actually in the scale, the size of Brighton Dome, that the fragility of her voice now, because anyone over a certain age, voice, the tone and changes. Mm. How did that work? And also singing that kind of folk in a big environment, it's better in a small, cozy.
Well, it's not exactly your folk club with a finger in the ear type affair. And there were, counting off the top of my head, probably about eight to ten musicians on stage at the time. That's a very good point about the fragility of her voice, and I wasn't totally sure about how it would carry. But what's happened is her voice over the years, obviously, you know, in her 80s, now has a thickness to it and a gravitas to it, and the very fragility that you didn't quite know if she was going to be able to make it, but she did, I think gave the songs a real extra layer of depth to them. So to me, it worked absolutely rapturously. And she got a standing ovation at the end. I have to say that Brighton audiences do a standing ovation for just about everything these days. I don't know where that came from.
Well, it sounds like we do today, because we're raving about everything
so far.
Yes. They're sort of looking back and going, oh, it was great. We need to sort of look forward at some great things coming up, probably.
Yes, but I just want to say she did deserve of a standing ovation, and I did on this occasion.
Did you stand up yourself?
I did. Normally, I stay in my seat.
Exactly.
Yes, I know. Yes.
You did enjoy it.
I did enjoy it. I stood up for Shirley Collins.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.